Unit 8. Success is a continuous journey.
Why do so many people experience success and then fail? One of the big reasons is we think that success is a one-way street. So we do everything that leads up to success, but then when we get there, we figure we've made it. We sit back in our comfort zone, and we actually stop doing everything that made us successful. And it doesn't take long to go downhill. And I can tell you this happens, as it also happened to me. Reaching success, I worked hard. I pushed myself to the limit. But then I stopped. Because I thought, oh, you know, I made it. I can just sit back and relax. Reaching success, I always tried to improve and do good work. But then I stopped because I figured, hey, I'm good enough. I don't need to improve anymore. I had always been pretty good at coming up with good ideas because I did all these simple things that led to ideas. But when success hit, I stopped. I figured I was this super cool guy and I shouldn't have to work at ideas. They should just come like magic. And the only thing that came was creative block. I just couldn't come up with any ideas. Reaching success, I always focused on clients and projects and ignored the money. Then all this money started pouring in, and I got terribly distracted by it. Suddenly, I was on the phone to my stockbroker and my real estate agent when I should have been talking to my clients. My thoughts constantly centered around my possessions, proper investment, and wealth management. On my path to success, I always did what I loved. But then I got into stuff that I didn't love, like management. I am the world's worst manager, but I knew I should be doing it because I was, after all, the CEO of the company. Well, soon a black cloud formed over my head, and here I was, outwardly very successful, but inwardly very depressed. But I'm a guy. I knew how to fix it. I bought a fast car. It didn't help. I was faster, but just as depressed. So I went to see a doctor. I said, Doc, I can buy anything I want, but I'm not happy. I'm depressed. I lack motivation to keep going. It's true what they say about burnout, and I didn't believe it until it happened to me. But my money can't buy me happiness. He said, no, but it can buy Prozac. And he put me on antidepressants. And yeah, the black cloud faded a little bit, but so did all the work, because I was just floating along. I couldn't care less if clients ever called. I was stuck in a bubble, unable to participate in everyday activities. And clients didn't call, because they could see I was no longer serving them. I was only serving myself. So they took their money and their projects to others who would serve them better and more professionally. Well, it didn't take long for business to drop like a rock. My business partner and I, we had to let all our employees go. It was down to just the two of us, and we were about to go under. And that was great. Because with no employees, there was nobody for me to manage. In other words, we had to start from scratch. So I went back to doing the projects I loved. I had fun again. I worked harder, and to make a long story short, did all the things that took me back up to success. But it wasn't a quick trip. It took 7 years. 7 years of intense personal development. I learned to take full responsibility for my actions, my behavior, and my thoughts. I faced my inner demons. But in the end, business grew bigger than ever. I felt stronger than ever before because I had learned something very basic, but very important. Success is anything but a one-way street. It takes courage, dedication, and passion. It's not about money in the first place. It's about the personal conviction that you are doing something meaningful. And most importantly, it's a continuous journey. If you want to avoid success to failure syndrome, you just keep following the principles I've tried to carve out. Because that is not only how we achieve success, it's how we sustain it. Thank you very much.